This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine residents will have a chance to discuss a proposed $1.5 million tax increase for the fire department. That'll happen at a city council meeting tomorrow. If the measure is approved by the full council, it could appear on the April ballot. The move could result in an estimated $54 annual increase for homeowners with properties assessed at $175,000. Recent school report cards show mixed results for Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools. Kenosha maintained a rating of meets expectations. Racine missed the mark by a narrow margin, but it did show improvement, including its highest four-year graduation rate in 15 years. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, has announced his candidacy for the Democratic National Committee chair. He launched his campaign yesterday with a slogan of Unite, Fight, Win. The election for the position is set for February. Winter parking rules are now in effect in Racine and Kenosha. The rules require residents to follow alternate side parking rules based on even and odd number days. Each community has a detailed outline of what you're supposed to do on their respective website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It was definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but... like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Five Serve Forum. The Bucks have won six in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here. So we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that. And, get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds and a few flurries this morning, gradually clearing this afternoon. We'll get to around 32 today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 21. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 32 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, a few snowflakes, breezy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.